This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, we have been to the range, we have tried the binary trigger, we have tried the Reformation rifle, and we have tried the PDW C11. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, let's see, it's been a moment. We've had people traveling, we've had me moving, and now we reconvene, and for the first time in, I guess, maybe about 5-6 weeks, now it's all together, now the gang's all here. Joining us from the Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz, and the newly back in the, in CONUS, here with us, Stephen DeAndrilli. Good evening, fellas.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. So where would we like to go today? Because I know Stephen just came back off of this whirlwind trip, but I know that you've been sitting around watching a bunch of stuff happening around here, Roger. So where do you guys wish to tee off tonight?
All right. Well, I've been pretty busy, of course, Bill. But Stephen is back in town. He has many, many things to share with you. And I think he could do a summary of that. He's been in Peru. He's been in Argentina. There was one other nation in South America he's been at. And he'll give you a perspective of how others around the world can think about our president, our country, and it's often misleading what we receive in the news, which is often and properly referred to as fake news by President Trump. But at any rate, let me turn over the segment to Stephen, and he'll fill us in.
Well, thank you, Roger, and thank you, Bill, and it's a pleasure, everyone out there listening tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I have a few things in mind that we can consider talking about. I don't want to dictate those topics, but together maybe we could come up with something that would serve the purpose of most of our listeners tonight. But before we get serious, let me just say something, and I think I've said it before. As you guys know, I do often love to travel, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. And we my wife and I, when we do travel, we also learn a lot. We learn a great deal about people from all over the world. We learn about their countries. We learn about their governments. But as anxious as I am to leave New York City, where I live, I'm always happy and equally anxious to come back to what I consider is the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, all the way, unquestionable. Even with all our problems, that's why everyone wants to come here. Now, my relationship with New York City, unfortunately, is one of love and hate, but I'm not going to run away from the problems here. Someone has to save the fort, so to speak, and the answer is not to run from the problem, I think. The answer, and maybe this is a theme we might want to include in our conversations tonight, I think that the answer is We need to get more involved. We need to hold our politicians accountable for their actions. And our partner, Vinny, and I had a conversation just the other day after I got back, and he came up with a very good idea. He said, why don't you, Roger, and us, and get the word out that others might want to do the same. Why don't we go to our local politicians, city, state, and federal, and ask them why they voted for a particular law that we're not happy with? And we were talking about our New York Governor Cuomo and a topic that we talked about before I left about the new Reproductive Act, where a child could actually be born and that child's life could be taken from the mother and from the child, and it's not murder. So I said, you know what, Vinny, that's an excellent idea. And I posed that that suggestion to others recently, and it, I think we've got something to consider here. Now, in my travels, Bill, what do I have, about two, 3 more minutes left?
You got about 3.5.
Okay, all right. Just so everyone understands, in Spain, whether it's Spain, whether it's Portugal, whether it's Italy, you know what? It's not too far different. I always start a conversation by mentioning the name Donald Trump. And then I stand back and I listen and wait and watch for a response. And sometimes I'll get, oh, my God, no, not him. And sometimes I'll get, absolutely, he's great. He's great for your country. He's a president. I wish we had him as our president. And sometimes it'll be lukewarm. They don't know what to think. And when I then question them, whatever the response was, it always ends up with a question. And I say, well, what do you know about Donald Trump? Or what do you think you know about Donald Trump? And it's always, well, you know, well, we get our news from the news source that we get it from. I said, well, yeah, I know. I can't get Fox News here for some reason, or One American News. You know, they only have CNN or BBC or MSNBC or, you know, some local broadcast, which is controlled by the same networks internationally anyway. And basically, we're talking about fake news. We're talking about propaganda. All they're getting is in these countries is everything bad about Trump. And those in business, of course, are more favorable to Trump. Those that are not either are against him or don't understand. And then, of course, the conversation goes on a little further to our Bill of Rights. There is no country. I have found no country in my travels that has a Bill of Rights like ours or a constitution. Freedom of the press, freedom of the Second Amendment. Forget about it. You talk about a gun. Okay, I did go to a gun store in Santiago, Chile. I actually went to two in Mendoza, Argentina. And I was invited to go shooting at a gun range in Lima, Peru, but it was the day before I was leaving and the store was too far away. The range was too far away to go. But I was pleasantly surprised that you could shoot. But can you use a gun in self-defense? No. And can you get a carry permit to legally carry a gun? Well, if you're a judge or a big business person or a politician, yes. Otherwise, no. And that brings us to, and I'll wrap it up here with some topics and a priority. I'm looking at the last two issues of the NRA's America's First Freedom. And the cover story, what do House Democrats really want? And it talks about universal background checks. And we know it doesn't work. What criminal, where do criminals get their guns? So we know the answer to that. We know about how they do studies that manipulate data about guns. We know that New York is taking on a very important case, New York State Rifle Association versus City of New York, which could be wonderful if it's a 5-4 in our favor, but I worry about Roberts. But what really interested me
Let me get you to hold it. The interest there, if I can. We're coming up on the first break. Stephen has been traveling through South America and is back. And he obviously didn't speak very much because he is just bursting. He's got all the stuff coming, and we'll get back to that when we get back. This is the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We will be right back. Find them at arbalestquarrel.com. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You may find them at AmmoLand.com. You might find them at TruthAboutGuns.com. Definitely going to find them at ArbalistQuarrel.com. From the Arbalist Quarrel tonight, we have Stephen DeAndrelli and Roger Katz rejoining us yet again. Okay, so are we going to pick it up from where we were, or what are we doing now?
Two more things real quick, and I'll wrap it up.
Gotcha. All right,
Mark Chestnut wrote an excellent article, Who Will Protect You?, as courts again rule that police have no duty to protect individuals. And we talked about that. But now on the positive note, Frank Mitter wrote an excellent article about Steve Hornady. That time, Steve stood up to Andrew Cuomo, New York State Governor. When Cuomo said any financial institution, any bank, any insurance company that does business with the NRA or any pro-gun organization, manufacturer, et cetera, and you're going to be sued, you're going to regret it. And that told me something, and it hit me. And it boils down to the positive suggestions that I'm going to make very quickly and then let Roger take over. It's called loyalty. And Bill, as a former vet, you know well what loyalty means. And we need to be more loyal to ourselves, our families, in what we believe in, individuals who we ally ourselves with, and we need to trust the organizations that defend what we stand for. And we also need, from my travels and when I come back, and Roger and I know this, we need to now start questioning what we are calling the free press, the mainstream media, because it's just out of hand. It's total propaganda. It's beyond fake news. And too many people who either don't have the will or don't have the time or don't have the intellect to question the facts and to find out if it's true or not and what they're hearing should be what directs them to what they vote for. I think it's time now to hold the media to the flames and question their First Amendment rights.
Well, you know, I refer to them as the fake stream legacy media. Fake stream. Because that's who they prove to be. And I look at them as a full-on propaganda arm of the leftists. I'm not holding them to – we can sit around and hold them to a standard. Now, they're paying the price right now off of this Mueller report. They're paying a huge price, and I don't know if they will survive it. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure they will. I mean, they've got enough money. But, you know, I don't think the public trusts them as much as they used to. Since the Mueller report
came out.
There
is a percentage of the public that does. And,
well, sure.
And the younger ones that aren't being educated in the schools and the ones that just don't go out of their way to learn the facts, those are the ones that I worry about. But I want to be positive here. And Roger, I think, has some legal research at hand where we found, Levin, Mark Levin, had a program on this, and he also had a very good program the other night with Solomon and another reporter, where they're now starting to question, is it beyond the Second Amendment protections if it's total sedition and propaganda? Roger, what have you found?
All right. Well, I have done a little research, but actually to really do research justice, it would be necessary for me to spend a few weeks on this because there's literally, approximately 4,000 law review articles or academic treatises on this whole issue of sedition and the press. And actually, when you think of sedition, I thought of it originally as a much broader term that takes into account also other serious crimes against the country and against its leaders, and that would be treason, of course. And but basically, when you talk about sedition, it actually goes back to the Sedition Act of 1798, and was actually directed to a real concern about the press. Now, obviously, the press back then certainly did not have all the tools available to it right now. It goes well beyond just writing and printing in the newspapers and getting up in front of the town square and talking to the people. You have, obviously, with the World Wide Web, an ability to inform, but also to misinform and disinform. And what I found interesting is that the term, when we think about the wrong use of the press, the term licentiousness comes up. And I know that the term has a certain derogatory meaning as applied primarily to sexual acts. And actually, there's two meanings. The one, of course, is that referring to promiscuous and unprincipled behavior in sexual matters, but also it refers to the ruler's tyrannical and licentious behavior. But in terms of the Sedition Act of 1798, we're talking about licentious behavior on the part of the press. Well, if you mix the two definitions together, what you're really saying is the press has berated the public and continues to do so. So the question to for us, and I don't want to get too risque, is that the press seems to be asking us, MSNBC, the New York Times, CNN, well, we've been raping you lately, but have you been enjoying this? With all the Me Too movement directed against wrongful behavior, against women in particular, it is kind of odd that what you don't see beneath the surface is this real sexual behavior in a very, well, it could be figurative in a literal sense, that the press gets into your mind and attempts to take you over. And rape, of course, is an act of violence. And what the press is doing in attempting to control your mind is simply that very thing, raping your mind in order to commit a violent act against your ability to exercise your own freedom.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break, and you can expand on this when we get back. Marvelous Quarrel is both a feature writer at Amoland.com and also at TheTruthAboutGuns.com, in addition to their own website. And when, you know, this is sort of a treat tonight because I've been out, Steven's been out, and the only one who's been around is Roger. And now we're all here tonight, so check them out, ArbalestQuarrel.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking for ways to limit the economic impact of President Trump shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border. That's at least according to Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council. Kudlow says at this point in time, all options are open.
One area we've explored is to try to keep the freight lanes open, the truck lanes. If you ask me the mechanics of it, I'm not the guy. That is possible, and you know that would help the supply chain issues.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says in a video that he will be more mindful and respectful of people's space following allegations from several women that he had inappropriately touched them.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
Please remember to check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at E-Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen D'Andrelli and Roger Katz. Roger, are you still going on? Are you going to finish up what I had to interrupt?
Well, just a few things, and hopefully I can get Stephen back in here. But going back to the Sedition Act, I don't have the original verbiage, but basically it's tied into conspiracy today. It's 18 U.S.C. Section 371, conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States. And very broadly, it's worded, and it says if two or more persons conspire either to commit any offense against the U.S. or to defraud the U.S. or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose, and one or more of such persons do any act to affect the object of the conspiracy, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. In case of sedition, conspiracy by newspapers, essentially to do an offense against the U.S., essentially through the press to overthrow our form of government, then we have a problem. Now, consider that this particular act, the Sedition Act, which was really directed against licentiousness of the press and not the freedom aspect of the press, which is in the First Amendment, was in 1798. And Eugene Bullock, who is a esteemed professor of law at UCLA and has a website that gets quite a bit of traffic by many academics, and he's a prolific writer himself. He wrote an article dealing with this freedom of the press And he looked at the original Sedition Act, and he says that the freedom of the press was also sometimes yoked with licentiousness of the press. But licentiousness of the press was understood as including publications by people who were using the press as technology, and not just by members of the press as the industry. Well, he goes into detail about it, but what's interesting is that in 1800, 2 years after the Sedition Act was enacted by Congress, in the District Court of Pennsylvania, in 1800, a case called U.S. versus Cooper dealt with this concept of licentiousness. And basically, the court said this: all officers of the government are liable to be displaced or removed, or their duration in office limited by elections as experience. There is one department only, the judiciary, which is not subject to such removal. Their office is being held during good behavior, and therefore they could only be removed for misbehavior. All governments which I have ever read or heard of punish libels against themselves. If a man attempts to destroy the confidence of the people in their offices, the supreme magistrate and their legislature, he effectively saps the foundation of the government. A Republican government, I'm not referring to the Republican Party here, I mean a free republic, the nation as a whole. A Republican government can only be destroyed in two ways: the introduction of luxury or the licentiousness of the press. This latter is the more slow and certain means of bringing about the destruction of the government and the destruction of the country. And Stephen's absolutely right, and President Trump is absolutely right, that the press is ultimately, given the great freedom that it has in the First Amendment, also comes a very great responsibility. And they apparently do not take that responsibility seriously, or they know it very well, and they're using it against the public. Stephen, do you want to give your sense here about
Roger, thank you very much for putting me in the same category as President Trump. Thank you very much.
Well,
Bill, you know what? Maybe a little more simply said, I question Roger a lot, and I'm sometimes a little demanding on him. I want him to come up with these solutions to things I think about right away. But I usually pose things as questions and then say, Roger, you know, solve it. This is my question to all your readers and to us as well. And we know what the mainstream media has been doing. And if we don't, then we're in trouble. So I'm going to assume we all know that we're being fed a lot of garbage, and it's constant. And unless you have alternative sources of news available wherever you live, then you might be inclined to start believing some of this. And that's the dangerous part. And you're right also, Bill. A lot of it is turning against them. The Democratic Party may actually be imploding within itself. Look what they're doing to Joe Biden. I mean, they're throwing him under the bus. That's where I talk about loyalty. I mean, everyone running for president wants to take a piece of this guy for what he's been up to. And it's in a way, you know, it's good that they learn what Kavanaugh went through and what everyone, all of us regular people go through every day when falsely accused and then are brought up by the media with all their fake stories. That's character assassination. But let me get back to the point. The question here about the media is, how can the mainstream media provide its self-serving narrative? Let's call it a narrative, because that's what they do, as an editorial with distorted, or I should say distorted and or false facts versus an opinion in its constant coverage of a story. We know this manipulates the details. We know it serves as propaganda, and yet they remain protected to date by the First Amendment. Although we do have instances where presidents in the past have shut down the media or restrained them when they would deem to go too far. So what can, my question is, knowing this, I have no problem if you put in your story, the New York Times, and you say, this is our opinion. You know, the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School was because of guns, solely because of the gun. It's the gun. It's all about the gun. And it's an opinion. Okay. Versus they write it up in an editorial page and they put in all sorts of things in there that are not factual, and they leave out factual information purposely to distort and to support their narrative. That's where I want to know from Roger, legally, why can't they be held accountable? Why can't they be sued immediately? If they do it again, be issued a warning. If they don't continue, if they don't stop, close them down. Because they're not serving the First Amendment right of freedom of the press. They're not journalists anymore, which is what we learned from Mark Levin's program the other night. They are leaving the realm of journalism and true reporting, and we can't have this anymore, in my opinion. So how do we do this legally?
Okay. Answer that question when we get back. We're coming up on the last break.
All right.
You answer that when we get back, because I am interested in this. This whole thing. This is sort of tantalizing for me. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at their own website at arbalestquarrel.com. But they're also featured writers at ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. So go check them out there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of Reformation, and now they're the home of Providence, and they're the home of some of the best AR-15s you're going to find anywhere. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Now, Stephen had just asked a question, because we all have to defer to Roger when it comes to the legal part of it. And Roger was getting ready to. Now, real quick, just so everybody knows what we're talking about, if you would reframe the question, just give us the paraphrase of the question he wanted you to answer.
Sorry.
Yes, I'll do that. Roger, if I may, just let me have 15 seconds, because I thought of something during the break. The mainstream media has had and has numerous defectors of late. And two of note that came to mind, and again, a plug for Mark Levin, because we support any organization that believes in our cause. We're not in competition. So Lara Logan, formerly a journalist with CNN and 60 Minutes, a must-see. Check her out. She's now talking on our side. And I think it's Gordon or Brandon Straker. Remember hashtag walkaway? This guy was interviewed, another amazing turnaround. He's now putting out a major website, pro-Trump. He actually said things that I've said. I love Trump. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. I wanted to go back to United States versus Cooper, the 1800 case, because you really have to consider history, and the old saw is whoever forgets history is doomed to repeat it, or words to that effect. And it has particular meaning today because we see, especially from Democrats, how it is that they want to forget all the old ways and create a sense of amnesia in the American people. So we're set for a new world order, I suppose, where the free republic and the sovereign independence of the United States no longer exists. But keep this in mind. Back in U.S. versus Cooper in 1800, there was an individual writing in his newspaper attacking, libeling the President of the United States, who at that time was John Adams. And he was prosecuted, indicted for that. Judge Chase said this: Thomas Cooper then stands indicted for having published a false, scandalous, and malicious libel upon the President of the United States with intent to defame the President, to bring him into contempt and disrepute, and to excite against him the hatred of the good people of the United States. Could not that be true today when we consider what's going on with Donald Trump? At any rate, Judge Chase goes on. He says, this is the charge. The traverser, that is the defendant here, the one indicted, has pleaded not guilty, and that he has not published with these views. He has also pleaded in justification, which the law provides for, that the matters asserted by him are true, and that he will give the same in evidence. All right, well, he provided his evidence. Basically, Judge Chase says, we will take time to consider this, Mr. Cooper. You may attend here again. Well, Mr. Cooper did attend again. And Judge Chase did render his decision. And he says, Thursday, Mr. Cooper attended, and the court sentenced him to pay a fine of $400 to be imprisoned for 6 months. And at the end of the period, to find sureties for his good behavior, himself and a thousand. It goes on and on. All right. Basically, when we see that a paper as powerful as the New York Times and these various cable networks have today, much, much more so than in the past. And yet here's an individual who basically had created a scandalous, malicious libel upon the President of the United States. He attempted to bring him into contempt and disrepute and to try to get the people of the United States to hate him. And he was prosecuted, and he was guilty. I didn't know 6 months in prison for an individual who can consider himself a criminal could be a long time. $400 that may be $400,000 today. But the point is that we have to hold these powerful, powerful members of the press accountable for what they are doing. And they can't say, this is just opinion, because basically there is no distinction anymore between opinion and narrative and news. And Stephen wrote an article and was published in the UFT about this. But it's time, I think, for some action to be brought against these members of the press. Stephen?
Yeah, and I think we all need to start looking along those lines. I mean, everything that's happening with gun control measures and more gun control and universal background checks and limitations on where you can carry and not carry and ammunition and magazine capacity and what Cuomo is doing in New York State that Steve Hornady actually boy, I tell you, this guy's great. I can't wait to meet him at the NRA convention in Indianapolis. I hope he's there, Bill, and I hope the two of us could go up there and shake his hand, because he stood up to our governor, and he did not buckle down, because as I mentioned
before.
What did he do?
How did he stand up to him?
How did he stand up to him? He wouldn't tolerate the threat that was made as a manufacturer. And the article is in the NRA First Freedom, and it talked about it. And I would suggest it's better to read the article, because what he did was he stood fast on it. And when Governor Cuomo declared war on the firearm industry, he didn't sit idle. He took a position. Now, he's on the board of the NRA, but he was also on the board of the National Shooting Association, several other organizations.
Well, I don't before we run out of time, Hornady?
He kept on doing business.
Is Hornady doing business in New York?
No. Well, I don't know. See, I don't know about that, because he's in Kansas, right?
He's with the board of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. He served with the Shooting Arms and Ammunition Manufacturers Institute. He's with the Shooting Sports Foundation. The bottom line here is there's a guy that stood up to a governor of a state who threatened, who used government to threaten free commerce. That's the way I look at it, Roger. Am I wrong? Isn't this free commerce? If you're a gun manufacturer, you're the NRA, I'm an ammunition manufacturer, and the governor of the state says to the banking industry and the insurance companies, you do business with this guy because he's making bullets, I'm going to come down on you.
Yeah, it's...
Well, before we run out of time, we got less than a minute now, but... It's just going to be a constant slag. Now, between now and next week, Roger, if you could, can we find out exactly how, what this would look like if we went after the journalists or the media players, let's just call them that, media players. What would that look like, and in what form would that take if we actually tried to do a serious action against them legally? Can you figure that out?
All right.
I'd like to know what that looks like. I would really like to know what that looks like. In the meantime,
I could give you an example.
We're running out of time. So, ArbalistQuarrel.com, also featured writers at Amoland.com and at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Back and forth. Everybody's on the deck. We'll catch them again next week. Thank you for joining me, fellas.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, though. That's all.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.